And then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you'd answer,
no. I have no brother.
Oh, great, Clay. Use your imagination for these. We're here, if I say you have a brother, you're going to have a brother. Okay, so let's say you have a brother now. Or, okay, Grandmommy, you haven't seen him yet, but...
Mother has.
Okay. And so, okay, now we're getting ready to go somewhere. Well, I tell you what, if you do something every day, do you do it frequently?
Yes.
Yes, you do? Okay. If he does something frequently, he does it all the time, you would say, yes, he
works every day.
Does your brother like ice cream?
Hmm?
Does your brother like ice cream? The brother I said.
Oh, sure.
He'd say yes, he.
Sure, he likes ice cream.
Okay, if you don't smoke cigars, but your brother does smoke cigars, you'd say yes, he.
Smokes?
If a man lets his farm get all run down and doesn't seem to care about it at all, you might say to someone who asks you, I really don't know about him. He just doesn't seem to care. And if your son is in school but he pays no attention to the teacher, you might say the same thing about him. And I'd like you to tell me how you'd say it.
Well, he's not interested in his studies. He's not interested in his course, the school. He won't listen to his teacher.
Okay. Now, we're talking about the same person that's in school, and you've given him a choice of things to do. And now you might say about him, you can give him his choice, but he will tell you that he, which one you give him.
Why don't you tell me which one he preferred? Whether he wanted to study to be a mechanic, electrician, a musician, a artist, or...
Well, okay, now you've got someone, and you know that he's completed something. Or accomplish something, and you might go, people think that he completed that he finished that, or they might just say a short way of saying making and, you know, finishing and everything. You just say he.
Oh, he goofed it.
But he did a good job on it. So you might just, you wouldn't go, he accomplished
it. He's talented.
Okay. You might say you live in a frame. We're talking about what you're living in again. Not an apartment. What would you call the place you lived, 704 Highland?
I'd call it a residence, a home.
And another name for home. Okay, before people move in and start giving a place warmth and make it a home, you just say that's just a...
house.
Okay. And there's a big building behind a house where hay's stored and where the cattle are somewhere.